Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm here with Columbus Dispatch reporter Patrick Cooley. We're talking Amtrak, and you might say, I've read that story a million times about Amtrak possibly connecting Ohio, but this is taking a step more toward reality. Patrick, I'm hearing that a notable place in Columbus could be a center for Amtrak in Columbus under this proposal. Tell me what you're hearing about this.
So under this proposal, there would be an Amtrak stop in the convention center. This would be on a line that connects the four largest metropolitan areas in Ohio, which are Dayton, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. So it's another way to get to those places. It's in the very early stages. So Amtrak is doing a feasibility study for this right now, but that is certainly the first step toward this actually happening. And you may know that the infrastructure bill that was passed last year has quite a bit of money for Amtrak, and this is something that they are seriously considering.
Well, and it means a lot for a lot of people. Let's first talk about Ohio residents. I mean, I'm hearing it could like reduce travel time by maybe a half between like Columbus and Cincinnati and other areas. Like, I'm trying to quantify what this would mean for the people here.
Well, I think in the most practical way, it just gives you another way to get to Cincinnati, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Dayton. Right now, your options are basically car, or if you need to get really quickly, fly. This gives you one more way to get there. And it's an option. If you don't have a car, or if for some reason driving isn't just convenient for you, it just gives you another way to get to other places in Columbus. And I should also note that some smaller cities will have stops along the way. Delaware and Springfield, for example, will have stops that will have Amtrak stops according to this plan.
And looking at what that means for businesses, man, that's got to be good for those areas, because now you've got potential new people coming in that if they're going away for a day, they can make a stop and check out some of the local stores there. So it's got to make a lot of local businesses happy in that area too.
Indeed. I should preface by saying that a lot of the details have to be worked out. Amtrak's plan is to have trains leaving from each of these stops about three times a day. So whether or not you could take a day trip to Cleveland or Cincinnati on Amtrak depends on when those trains leave and whether or not it's convenient. But if you work in Columbus and you have business in Cleveland, it certainly wouldn't be out of the question. And you needed to do an overnight trip. It certainly wouldn't be out of the question to take Amtrak to do that. Or, you know, say you need to go to a convention in Cleveland and you're going to be there for a few days. You know, Amtrak is now an option.
And again, this is, as you say, it's a possibility. It's early in the consideration. But the other thing I was thinking is, man, for the Columbus Convention Center, what does that mean? Because you potentially could have an Amtrak station going right into the center. So that could probably boost any events that they may consider in the future. I mean, that's got to be a good thing for them too, just looking at them business-wise.
Yeah, plus as you probably know, there's multiple hotels in downtown Columbus. You know, certainly the restaurants and stores in that area would also be pretty happy about this. So, you know, there's all kinds of economic implications. Whether or not people, how often and whether or not people would actually use it is up in the air, but Amtrak certainly seems to think that there is quite a bit of interest in this.
Yeah, it seems like a win-win for a lot of people. Now, you said this is really early in the consideration. Obviously, it's not like we're going to be able to use it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What's the next step in the process? I mean, are they saying, you know, we'd like to start to put pen to paper in the next couple months? Have they put like a next date about when a next decision could be made by?
So that is entirely up to the entities that have to approve this. So there's a Federal Rail Administration. They are picking the money's coming from Amtrak, just to be clear. Amtrak promised that they would pay for all the upgrades and that they would pay for the maintenance for about 5 years. But these projects have to be approved by the Federal Rail Administration, and also the state government has to sign off. So once Amtrak decides that they can do that, once Amtrak comes up with a plan and decides that they can do this, it has to be approved by a couple of different people. And from that point, they would need to build the stations, and then they would need to figure out if they need to build new rail or if they can just upgrade existing rail. Because there's already rail lines between these cities, but it's freight rail. And, you know, obviously freight trains are going on these tracks all the time, which means that you need to work out if you're using the same tracks, you would need to upgrade them so that they can carry passenger trains. And you'd also need to work out the schedule with the freight rail companies. So there's quite a bit left to do. Amtrak seems to think that once they get the green light for this, it'll be done in about 3 to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if we get provided everything goes smoothly and all of this is approved, we're still quite a ways away from this actually happening. Whether or not it does is still kind of up in the air. But from here, what needs to happen is Amtrak needs to finish this proposal, and then it needs to get approved by everyone who needs to approve it.
When you talk about state approval, I'm assuming that, you know, the state would like Amtrak service. I mean, I would assume, I think the state's big concern was be as long as it would make financial sense, right? Is that the state's concern going into this?
So we have not gotten a detailed response from the governor's office. Their response was essentially, we're looking into it. In the past, the thing that's always killed passenger rail is that it moves slower than a car,
right?
And it's expensive. So what has advocates for passenger rail optimistic about it this time is that Amtrak is saying, we're going to fund this up front. So, you know, let us pay for all of the upgrades and let us build the stations, and then we'll pay for the maintenance for 5 years. And then beyond that, the state would have to work out, you know, how they're going to pay for that, whether that would come from the passenger fees or if it would come from some other place. But so the expense, and also obviously this moves a little bit more slowly than other forms of transportation, that's been the big knock against Amtrak in the past.
Fair enough. Well, exciting news. And like everything else, we may have to wait a while, but this is something that could provide, you know, a big impact, not just for Greater Columbus, but for the state as well. Patrick, thanks so much for your time. Exciting news that you're sharing today. Check out dispatch.com, you know, digital subscriptions. You can catch stories like this from Patrick and all of our reporters every day from Central Ohio, and also news that matters to us from around the country and the world. Thanks again.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.